Hi guys, welcome to Love and Light Podcast with Kalista Adebayo. It feels so good to be here again. And I Yay. Know, right? I know I've not been here in a while. I'm sure you can hear a voice, right? So someone special is here. Mm-hmm. I'm not alone. Someone special is here and we have a whole lot for you. So sit down, relax, because we are back bigger and better. All right, so straight up. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Kalista Adebayo, the anchor of Love and Light Podcast. And I am here with, drum rolls, please, Faith Adebayo. Hi, Faith.
Hi, Kalista. Hi, guys. Well, it's been a while. I mean, I can't imagine last time I recorded an episode on my podcast. Well, life happened, but we are back.
Yeah, I think I'm guilty too. I think it's been a while since I recorded, and yeah, I'm pretty much guilty, guys. First off, I want to say I'm so sorry.
We are sorry, actually.
Yeah, we're sorry. We are both guilty. So I think in between, we had a number of people send us messages like, what's up with your podcast? Are you guys doing fine? But then, you know, like she said, life happens, right? Life happens. So
yeah.
But then, like we said when we started this, we said we're back bigger and better, right?
And better.
Mm-hmm. So Faith, do you want to share the good news or should I?
Okay, I think I should just do that. So if you're listening to this right now, like, I'm so happy you're listening to this right now because it's been a minute and we've been off the radar, if I'm allowed to use that word. And having this episode right now kind of like feels so good. And we are doing this because of something, because Kalista and I's podcast clocks 1 year today. I mean,
yeah.
Oh God, wait, I don't want to shout right now. I feel so emotional. I mean, are you trying to tell me I've been doing this for the past 1 year?
Even
though I just said for like 4 months. No. Kudos to myself. Kudos to you, Kalista.
You've
actually done well.
Yeah. But then I want to say the ride has not been smooth. You know, it has had a few bumps on the way, you know, mm-hmm. rough edges.
That's right.
This is where we had to take a break and, you know, focus on ourselves, breathe. Yeah. Inhale and exhale, and then we're back. So It has not been a very smooth journey, but then we're grateful because we have each other, and we're grateful because we have you guys.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
If you remember a while back, we celebrated 6 months, right? We celebrated our 6 months
anniversary.
Yeah. And then, you know, we came here, I told you how it has been in the past 6 months, how the journey has been, and all. We are literally a year. And to be honest, I think it's not easy starting a podcast and then clocking a year and yeah, still being here, ready to give you guys content and everything. Normally, a few people might have quit along the way. And I wouldn't lie, personally, mm-hmm. I've had times where I thought about, do I have the strength to do this? Should I give up? Okay.
It's okay.
Then I've had a whole lot of you send messages, you know, check up on me. I've had a whole lot of, Kalista, what's going on? We've not been seeing your content. Are you fine? And, you know, that alone has been motivating, has been encouraging. It has been like the inner strength that I needed to keep this going.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
you know what? I think that we should share our experiences with everyone listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Away from what we actually have, although we already have stuff in plan, like we already plan stuff, you know, but I think we should just share experiences. So you just go ahead, share your experiences so far, like how the process has been, creating content, having to record and edit, having to mm-hmm. think of what to talk about. Please just go ahead.
Okay, so the past 1 year, like I said, has not really been a smooth ride. I'm grateful, to be very honest, really grateful for the fact that I got new friends. Yeah, I feel like the podcast had given us opportunities to meet new people. Faith can relate. We have like a whole family of podcasters that have been supportive. And, you know, we met new people. We have you guys as family. And that's just true. It has been really encouraging. But then when we first started, or when I first started, it was nice. It was like, I literally was dropping content like every week or every other week. You know, it was just so exciting. Oh, I have a podcast. Oh, I have so much to talk about. Let me give it to them first. But then, you know, along the line, it started reducing to maybe twice a month. I know. Mm-hmm. And it was not, to be very honest, it was not like there were no content or there was nothing I had or I wanted to say. I actually had great content. But then, you know, life happens. Time, like all of a sudden, seemed like there was no time. And then you're trying to balance, you're trying to cope with work and whatever thing that is on the side. And then there is the trying to stay sane. That's the truth. Like, I had a whole lot of, I have to be fine for me before I can be fine for you. Because I want to be able to talk about something. I know that, okay, I'm bearing my mind and it's something I can relate to, and I'm being very honest with you. So, and I remember, if you've listened to my last episode, you remember where I talked about a whole lot of things I went through last year that I just felt, no, this has been exhausting. I just really need to take a break. So yeah, that's really has been the journey for the past 1 year.
Well, yeah, I can relate to what you just explained right now. I mean, if I'm talking about what has happened in the past 1 year, well, I would actually say I'm a very strong person, because in the last 1 year, no, I don't want to be emotional right now. So yeah, basically I started my podcast, Life Lessons with Faithy podcast, in April 2020, and that day was actually the day my parents were celebrating the podcast with my blanket over my head. Mm-hmm. The boy, nice, just to give it a try. And I could remember I sent a voice note to Calista and I asked her questions about how can you talk with our spirit. Time I was just like, catch up. And I love the fact that starting your podcast kind of like helped my thought processes. Is, I mean, Life Lessons with Faithy podcast is more like a lifestyle podcast, and if you listen to my episodes, you realize that most of the things I talk about in my episodes are more like things that happen to me in real life. So no jokes, no lies, they're real facts and real life issues. And I love the fact that I could easily just push out episodes anytime I like. I had the freedom and I loved it. Oh God. And well, the most challenging part of it is that having to record at night, it's not so easy. Mm-hmm. Because I'm this kind of person that works. I have a 9-to-5 job. I explore mobile apps and share updates on Instagram. So, well, I love the fact that people reached out to me and were like, hey, what's up? Why have you not been seeing your episode? I'm ready to die. And I have issues happening. I also had relationship issues. I became single again. I came out to the street. I can't just be teaching people what to do when I'm not in the right state of mind. Like, it doesn't really make any sense. It's more like you're like an hypocrite or at all. But it's just crazy. But thank God we are back. When I received Calista's text about recording an episode, I was like, yeah, thank God, finally another episode to record. And I'm so happy we are doing this right now. Calista, thank you for reaching out to me. Like, you just motivated me and I love it. Thank you.
You know, the funniest part is you were the motivation as to recording this episode. So if you were not doing this, then it's good night. I was just going to wing it. What that 1 year, aside from the challenges, right, has owning a podcast helped you improve?
Well, to be honest, I like to say that having a podcast in the past 1 year has actually opened new doors for me, because at my new place of work, we're actually planning to start the podcast studio, and I'm kind of like the person in charge of the old studio, because everybody sees me as someone who has a podcast and I have an experience. And that's something I really like, when people kind of like feel, when they have this boldness that Faith can do something, she can make things happen. I love that feeling. It kind of like challenges me in a way and makes me want to do better and grow better. Yeah, that's more like the main improvement. Yeah, let's have it that way.
As for me, I feel like owning a podcast, one, has motivated me into getting my own gadgets and, you know, making use of it. the fact that I've had a whole lot of people send messages to say they want to ask how to start their podcast, or okay, they've started their podcast but they're having this issue or that issue, how did I deal with it, has just been inspiring. The fact that people can come up to you to ask questions and you can actually put them through has really been nice.
I wouldn't lie about the fact that I lost interest in recording episodes, but I felt that things that happen in life, we don't get like get it right at once. We always keep learning on the job. And aside the fact that I ghosted for about 4 months now, I love the fact that I was able to record an episode in January, and the episode that I recorded in January kind of like gave me some vibes but I don't know, it's like also lost interest in some other things I do. I mean, I'm this person that loves to see horror movies every night, but I just stopped. And even till now, I'm still struggling to watch a movie to the end. And it's just crazy. But I know I'm coming back better, just like you said. Mm-hmm. I mean, having to say thank you for content, having to talk to people, having to share my opinions, and having to listen to people's feedback. Man, we're coming back.
All right. So we want to do something that we did last 6 months. I want to say last year, mm-hmm. but then 6 months ago. But then we answered a couple of questions on our podcast, you know, gave you a chance to know us better. But then, yeah, we would be answering questions, but slightly different from what we answered the last time. And I can bet it with you that I haven't seen the questions, aside from maybe 1 to 5 that I've seen now. So it means mm-hmm. Fate has not seen them at all. All right. So question number one, have you ever met someone famous? Fate?
My son, famous, yes. Maki W's wife,
Adeswa,
it's a video boy. And Nancy Sime.
Really?
Really.
Wow,
so basically,
nice. I'm jealous.
I think I met Adeswa Itomi and a couple of actors like in 2016 because I was doing my internship at a TV station. So we're always going to locations like cover BTS of movies and everything. And so it was really great for me. And I also met a director. I don't know if he's still famous, but I can't remember his name right now, but I can't remember his face. He was like, after school, come back so you can be an actress. But I was like, bro, not an actress in Nigeria. Please, aside my acting skills, aside the fact that I love to do these things, I own a podcast, I can record, I can talk to people, I have a brain. I've worked in an agency before. I've handled top brands in Nigeria before. So please, acting should sit down one side. I'll make money with my other skills.
Yeah. Okay, so meeting someone famous. Well, based on my occupation, I've gotten to meet quite a number of celebrities, like famous people. All right, I remember back then in school, Faith, I think you can remember this, the year we got to see Tunde Kilani, remember?
Oh, yeah, yes, I do.
Yeah, so I've gotten to, or I've met with him about 2-3 different times. So before Chinko Ekun became quite famous, at least, well, he had rep then, but then Koti blow, she hustle. he was still an upcoming artist, though he had gigs here and there. I met him through my best friend who was a student of OAU. And the funniest part is Chinko studied law, right?
Are you serious?
Chinko studied law alongside my best friend, and funny story, they were actually friends. And I met him again. I met him, say, not too long ago. So I went to cover an event for where I work, and I was to cover artists like Fireboy, the DNA Twins, yeah.
Oh, DNA Twins, yeah.
I went to cover, if you know Fumbi Comedios, Fumbi Comedios, artist then that came to FUNAB for an event Fumbi Comedios was hosting. I get to meet them too from time to time. So would you like to be famous, Faith?
I like to be famous, definitely, with money, please. Not famous and broke, famous and rich.
Exactly.
Yes,
I'm of the same mindset and opinion. Famous and rich, please. So if you can live anywhere, where would it be?
I don't know, actually don't have a preference, but as an introvert, I would love to live in a house full of junk chocolate, to be precise. correct Wi-Fi, unlimited Wi-Fi, yeah, stable light and water, and with man. So anywhere in the world, as long as I have this, I'm good. And I have money too, yeah, money to go anywhere to get anything I want, it, be it Nigeria, be it in the UK or Germany, Singapore, Spain, anywhere. As long as I have all these basic things, I'm good.
I was about to say with money too, but you've added it. So all I would say is amen, sister. So
yeah.
Who would be your ideal partner?
Well, no one is coming to mind right now because I didn't even have a partner, but I just want a man who is God-fearing, someone can, that can always hold me up anytime I'm my lowest point, or I'm at my lowest point. That's more like my ideal man. And someone who's good-looking, who understands how to treat the woman right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, my ideal man would also be someone that's God-fearing. Like someone that I can depend on. Like if I look back, I know that, yeah, you got my back. Anytime, any day, someone that respects me, even if I'm not there.
Right.
Like, I know that this person respects me, and I like, it's mutual. It's a mutual thing. It's not a one-way thing. What I expect of him, at least, I also try to keep up with. Right. So yeah, someone that is good looking too. Excuse you, I love good looks. So yeah.
Yeah.
So do you still
can you hold on? So when you asked that question about ideal man, I really didn't have more like a specific person to talk about, because about 5 years ago I used to say, oh, my ideal man should be tall,
that fair, kind of
skinny. But now, please, currently I'm crushing on a guy that has body, chubby, fair, good looking. So please, no ideal man, just have the fear of God, have money, pamper me,
respect, pamper me.
That's what I want. Yes.
Okay, so we're about to spill some secrets. Faith, do you still have your childhood teddy bear?
No, please, I'm 25 this year. Teddy bear, no.
Well, as for me, I don't have my childhood teddy bear, but then I still have the teddy bear. So,
you're a baby, my love.
Thank you very much. But then, those are the days when I need to, you know, be mush and have a partner to be mush with. Anyway, how many pairs of shoes do you have?
I'm sorry, I can't count, but I'm very sure I have more than 10.
Like, I'm way too sure I have close to 20 or more. I love shoes.
Yeah.
Favorite holiday, beach, mountain, or city?
Mountain, please, but with man. I love men. See, God created man for woman and woman for man. So please, I love men moderately, Sha. Men that have God. So mountain with man.
Yeah, I prefer a beach, maybe a beach house with with money, with internet, with junk, yes, and chocolate, and with man. Thank you very much.
Yes.
So what pisses you off?
Okay, people who have worked with me would actually know that I'm this kind of person that loves to do things immediately. So if I'm telling you to do something now, and you don't feel the urgency in my tone, if I'm allowed to use that word, you do not feel the need to do it immediately so you could get things done and get that delivered out of the way. I'll be angry because I feel like, bro, time is going. I don't like wasting time. I sincerely hate wasting time because I feel like you can't recover the time you've wasted. So if you're not doing something now, I'll be pissed. So that's the kind of person I am. And I try to like not to relate to everybody in this manner, because there was one time I ended up from my friend and he was online on WhatsApp and I kept on texting, guy, reply, I need this right now. So the guy could not do it because he was busy, but I didn't know he was busy. So I realized that even with the fact that a lot of people attending to things on time and not wasting time, in a way, it made me realize that I was trying to like control what they do at the particular time. But I know that people have their stuff going on. But I'm just kind of person that doesn't like wasting time. If you're wasting my time, I'll leave you where you are and go ahead and do my stuff. So yeah, let's say time wasting pisses me off.
Mm. What pisses me off? I think lying and stealing pisses me off. Like, once I build trust, the world trusts you, and I realize you've been lying to me back to back. When people constantly lie to me and I realize, okay, this person has been lying to me, no. And then someone stealing from me, that's just like, that's it. Like, if I realize you stole pin from me, my brother or my sister, that's it. Like, I feel like rather than steal, why not ask me and then I'll tell you if I'll give you or not. But why should you go behind me and steal? I can't stand it one bit at all. All right, so final question. Would you rather have a living massage therapist or a living chef?
A living chef. I don't like cooking. He's a living chef. That's what I'm even looking for, a man that can cook, so that we're getting how to cook when we get married. When it comes to actually the kitchen to cook, I can cook. Cooking is not a problem. I just don't enjoy it. So I feel like you're putting me in a prison.
You know, after this, your answer, I just realized that it's like we're going to look for new friends. It's like you and I will not be friends anymore because we cannot be working the same things.
Well, maybe we're supposed to be twins. Let's go ask our mom. Maybe
exactly. It's just that, well, if we're twins or if you happen to be twins, it means I came a year before you. You came
exactly.
Year but then,
yeah.
I cook, that's just the truth, but then I don't enjoy it one bit. The only time I have fun cooking is literally when there are a few times when maybe the environment is amazing, there's running water, I'm in a very good mood to cook. Oh my dear, you can't stop me. But then I think I prefer living chef. So what we are trying to say, Uncle, in case you are listening by chance, so that you'll not be scared, is we know how to
My crush, in case you are listening.
We usually cook. But then we also love it if you actually cook for us sometimes too. That would really be nice.
Yes, please. Fry egg from your and smash PA and put it on top of your bread, make it look nice, just where you ate yesterday. I hope that it's good. Thank you.
Okay, I'm lost here, but then I'll move on. All right, so thank you so much, babe. I had so much fun. I'm sure people listening to enjoy this.
Yes, thank you, Twinkalista.
And before we call it a day, I'd like to say happy anniversary, Faith.
Hey, happy anniversary, Talista. I mean, wahoo. I'm so happy. Like, the funny thing is, I see the podcast industry growing bigger and bigger every time, because if you could check that group we were in for podcasters in Nigeria, like, they keep adding new people every time.
Yes.
Exactly, new podcasters, new episodes every week. And I'm like, bro, you guys are killing this. But yeah, I've been busy, but I'll be back. But I just like the fact that we are doing stuff in Nigeria. I mean, Nigeria is blessed with creative people who can think and do great things, and that's one of the reasons why I actually love this country, and that's a period.
All right, so thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. You can always, in case you like this podcast, you can always send us a DM on Instagram and tell us what you think about this episode. So you can text me on Instagram at @Twitter_Calista. Would you like to say your undo?
Yeah, definitely. If you want to send a message on Instagram, you can simply follow Love and Light Podcast or Podcast Love and Light on Instagram and drop a DM. I would be glad to respond to your messages. And don't forget to share. Don't forget to tell your friends that we have uploaded. Don't forget to drop your comments about this particular episode. And yeah, keep anticipating more episodes from Faith and I. Faith, your podcast.
Yes, so people
can listen.
Okay, you can just search on Anchor, Apple Podcast. Anyway, just search for Live Lessons with Faithy, and the name will pop up, and all my episodes will pop up, definitely. Or you can just type on Google Live Lessons with Faithy podcast, and yeah, you definitely see most of my episodes and listen to any of them. Thank you.
Yeah, don't forget, this is Love and Life Podcast. It was great having you guys here. And from Fatie and I, we say bye.
Bye. Bye.